There's no food that's more Americana than barbecue. You know, it is American through and through.
Hi, this is Michael Simon, and you're on the road with Dane at WGN.
You need cooling, baby, I'm not fooling.
720 WGN, on the road with Dane. Hi, atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and on the line with us, one of our favorite personalities of the Food Network and one of the world's biggest food stars. You know him from hit shows like ABC's The Chew, Burgers, Brew, and Q, and of course, Iron Chef America. He is Cleveland, Ohio's favorite culinary son, the one and only Chef Michael Simon. Welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me.
As an undying ambassador for everything Cleveland, there are so many ways that you can put a positive spin, and certainly you've changed and elevated the culinary and food scene there. But when it comes to the weather, South Beach is going to be, I don't know, you'll have to admit, maybe a nice departure from Cleveland.
Yes, it's currently 12 degrees in Cleveland right now today.
it is one of those events, and I have been at covered broadcast from pretty much everyone, from whether it's New York or California or Aspen or any of those things. But South Beach is unique because it has all of the star power that you would want from it. It has everything that you'd want as far as great food and cuisine. But there's like a separate sort of fun, laid-back vibe, everybody from the fans to all the personalities.
Yeah, I always say it's like chef spring break, you know. So yeah. I kind of split my time between New York and Cleveland. So yesterday I started my day in New York. It was 28. I drove to Cleveland. By the time I got here, it was 12. So I'm going to be very excited to get the Sobey on Wednesday.
So the events, and what's great is people will be able to see it, a bunch of different things. You'll be at the Grand Tasting. You're going to be doing, I would think, a demo. But then there's also some other events where you're kind of pairing up with some chefs. You got a dinner with Michael Mina at Bourbon Steak. Talk about what people experience when they see you there.
Well, you know, one of the great things I think about Sobey is there's a lot of interaction between the chef and the patrons or the consumers. And so I'm really excited to do a dinner with Michael. We've been friends. I've known each other for a long, long time. But this is one of the first times, I think, maybe the first time we've actually cooked together in a restaurant. So, you know, he's a tremendous host. And so we're really excited. You know, we both, you know, obviously Bourbon Steak is a meat-forward restaurant. You know, a lot of the cooking that I do is meat-forward. So, you know, we're gonna have some fun with it. We're doing baked oysters with marrow breadcrumbs, and we're going to do a smoked beef short rib with a pickled tomato relish. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
You mentioned meat forward, and we'll have links up at WGNradio.com, but you're kind of one of those, I think, unique chefs who's, you know, an Iron Chef, right? So the highest compliment that you can have and one of the toughest titles that you can gain in the world of food, and on the elevated side, of course, with Lola Bistro. But then again, meat and barbecue is right at your heart too. I've got to tell you, we're doing a barbecue competition the second year of it, the BBQ Smoke Tent at Chicagoland Speedway, that's going to partner up a lot of the top barbecue teams in the country with NASCAR and racing. And when it comes to talking about some of the chef personalities, you come up more than absolutely anyone else who has serious street cred when it comes to the barbecue game.
Well, you know, I love barbecue. All my restaurants always, like, even when we opened Lola 23 years ago, we always had, you know, smokers in-house in our restaurants. We've always made our own bacon and done a lot of those things. So, and then over the years in with the shows and stuff, I always featured some of the old barbecue pit guys, because to me, it's one of the great, well, first of all, there's no food that's more Americana than barbecue, in my opinion. You know, it is American through and through in the style that it is cooked and the way that people go about it. And it's so regional specific, which I love. But you know, the thing that I also love about it as a chef is, you know, I always say, look, there's nothing wrong with a great grilled steak, but anyone could grill a steak. Like, you could really teach most people how to grill a steak pretty perfectly. But to take a tougher cut of meat, like a belly, a short rib, a pork short rib, a shoulder, and to cook that over live fire for anywhere from 4 to 18 hours, you know, there's a commitment and an art to that you, like, barbecue is such a casual style of eating, but this is the kind of commitment in food you see in Michelin 3-star restaurants, that they're taking so much time to make a particular dish. So, you know, I love time and preparation that goes into barbecue, but I also love the casualness that comes along with it.
Yeah, it and you mentioned it too. It gets all the respect because of what it takes to do it well. And but I wanted to mention that to you, that Mabel's gets brought up all the time as one of those best places in the country right there in Cleveland as well. When you think about Cleveland, you're a great ambassador for it, an undying advocate for all the things. And not always is it as easy as it does come on the food side. And of course, with the, you know, the Cleveland Browns are one of the things. I remember the last... It being in an elevator last year with Valerie Bertinelli, and she had a Cleveland Browns shirt on, and we decided that the new moniker would be America's Team. And so talk a little bit about South Beach and how maybe some of the personalities that you get to interact with that you know from your Food Network family, but you do get to hang out with them and kind of just maybe talk whatever.
Yeah, I mean, well, Valerie, I've known Valerie for a long time. I got to give Valerie a ton of credit because she is – she is a Browns fan through marriage. Like, I was born into this.
Right.
Like,
so,
but she chooses to suffer with us. So I give her a lot of props for that. You know, and then you get to see a lot of your, like, a lot of the East Coast chefs I get to see regularly. But you get to see some of your West Coast friends that you don't get to see quite as often. You know, some of your, and then some of the great chefs of Miami. Like, it's great to get to see Michelle Bernstein and Michael and all those guys a little bit more than I get to see them throughout the rest of the year.
We're going to have links up at WGNradio.com for people wanting to make that pilgrimage. As I know, in the last handful of days, it was -6 in Chicago. So even just for the weather, you get down there for that. You get the food. You get all of the personalities down there at South Beach as well. And a lot of the fans have asked, too, is like, what are some other things on the horizon for Michael Simon on the TV side? What are some of the things that you're looking to do and showcase and highlight for people that love that entertainment side of what you do?
Bobby and I are doing a barbecue brawl again this year, which will be a blast. We did a 4-episode special last year. This year we're doing 8, and Sunny Anderson's actually going to join us, so she's always a treat. That'll be fun.
Yep.
And we'll start filming that in about a month. I'm working on we haven't announced it yet, but a new show on Food Network, an old new show that we're working on right now that we'll start filming in April. And then, you know, I became the resident chef for Good Morning America. So I've been making weekly appearances on, you know, on GMA with ABC, who's, you know, I've been part of that family now for almost 10 years. And our cookbook, Fix It With Food, just came out. We're working on some new books. So Fix It With Food became a New York Times bestseller, which is always a thrill. And it's been, I have, you know, no complaints. The TV world and that world's been great to me. We opened up 2 restaurants in Vegas at the Palms this year. We did a Mabel's and a Sarah's there. So it's been a really great year. And my son had a child, so I'm a grandfather, I have a granddaughter, you know, life is good.
You never stop. There are so many things going on. It is absolutely full. The very last thing, and again, we'll have links up for that too, is when you think about Vegas as one of those other, one of the entertainment capitals, and certainly a lot of fun and adult things like that, but it's also become really a culinary capital. A lot of you and a lot of your colleagues in the food world have turned that into really a destination, a permanent destination on the food side.
Oh yeah, well, it's one of the great food cities in America now, because there's just so much diversity there. There's so many different styles of restaurants. You really need for nothing from a food side in Vegas.
One of the best food cities is Vegas. Of course, Chicago, we take some pride in being a great food city, and you're making Cleveland better and better.
Best.
And South Beach is going to be maybe the best food city in America coming up for the South Beach Wine and Food Festival, and we'll see you there, Michael Simon, as well. So thanks so much for everything you do, and go Browns, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
You got it. Go Bears, go Browns. Let's do this one time.
Thanks, Michael. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, brother. Be good. 3, 4.